Derry City let a two-goal lead slip at the Brandywell on Friday night when they drew 2-2 with Drogheda United. Derry went into the lead as early as 10 minutes through Michael Duffy. He took possession of a long ball from midfield. He cut inside the defender on the left, and from just outside the six-yard box, he hit the ball low by the goalkeeper's right-hand side to score. On 21 minutes, Duffy tested the keeper again from the edge of the box when he was given a yard of space. A strong shot hit the side netting. On 41 minutes, Leo Burney met a Brandon Cameron corner from the left, and he headed over the bar from inside the six-yard box. He really will wonder how he didn't score on the night. On 46 minutes, just into the second half, Darren Markey made it 2-0. A McLean corner from the left. Markey met it on the edge of the box. He didn't connect cleanly with the ball, but it got enough of a touch to go through a crowded goalmouth and into the net. Drogheda made a triple substitution on 57 minutes, and by 64 minutes, they were level at 2-2. Their first goal came on 62 minutes through Mark Doyle. He had a thunderous shot from just outside the Derry box on the right side of it. And on 64 minutes, Warren Davis made it 2-2. He cut in from the right, and with his left foot, he curled in an inch-perfect shot beyond the goalkeeper Beach in the Derry net. On 66 minutes, Derry had the ball in the net, but the referee ruled out Fleming's header, having made a fine cross from the right by Cotter. And on 81 minutes, Dipo Akinyemi should have scored when Josh Thomas freed him to shoot 12 yards out. He too had a really good chance to score, like Burnie in the first half, but he took too long to get the ball under control, and Drogheda cleared the danger. A good night's work for Kevin Doherty as manager of Drogheda. A very tough night for Tiernan Lynch and his players. Great disappointment at the final whistle. It finished Derry City 2, Drogheda United 2.